Hello and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Silver Bangle, inspired by our friend Jemana in Oman. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh. Today on the ship, the Jifflings are doing their chores. Every Jiffling has a job to do. And when they finish, they get a shiny silver star, which they have made out of some old tinfoil. Albert was the first to finish his job, so he blew on his little Jiffling work whistle.
Right, I've finished my job in record time. Just look how shiny our Jiffling deck is.
Whoa! That deck is like so clean. I could eat my dinner off it, man.
Oh no, don't do that, Hedge. But it is very shiny and sparkling. So Friedeline gave Albert his silver star with a big smile.
Oh, hey. This is a Jiffling job well done. And the Hedge and I have almost finished dusting the Jiffling bookshelves too. Just one more shelf and there we go.
Friedeline and Hedge stood beneath their dust-free bookshelf with their little feather dusters held aloft.
Well, that's a silver star for you, Friedeline, and one for you, Hedge.
Yeah.
Now, what about Miss Kitty and Young Pumpkin?
Ah! Eee! Oh dear, that doesn't sound like a job well done. That sounds like Miss Katie getting in a big pickle. So Albert, Hedge and Friedeline raced over to find Miss Katie covered in muck and yuck.
Hey, Miss Katie man, is your job like getting in a really big mess?
No, my job and Pumpkin's is cleaning out Jeffrey's boot.
Ah yes, Miss Katie, that's right. The old boot is now a nice warm house for your pet mouse Jeffrey. But it seems like Miss Katie was cleaning it all on her own.
Huh, where is the pumpkin?
Ooh, yahoo, over here. I'm just quickly teaching Jeffrey how to do magic tricks. Except he isn't very good at them because, well, he's a mouse.
Pumpkin, you aren't supposed to be doing magic. You're supposed to be helping me.
Oh, but cleaning just isn't very fun, Miss Katie. I'd much rather show Jeffrey my absolute bestest ever roly-poly.
And with that, Young Pumpkin rolled, hopped and skippity-frumpled all over the deck like a great big bouncy ball. Unfortunately, though, he didn't look where he was going, and so he fell right on top of the boot Miss Katie was cleaning, spilling her nice clean straw everywhere.
Oh,
Kleiner Pumpkin. This was the two Jiffling job. But you have left Miss Katie to get all fusty, dusty and musty on her own.
Oh, but I don't want Jeffrey to get bored. And well, there's just so many other exciting things for us to do.
Well, we're all like having fun, Pumpkin. But sometimes we'll have to work, you know.
And right on cue, there was the sound of an object which was caught in their net. It was an object that must have been lost or thrown away on Earth and had ended up here in Dilstonia, which meant all the Jifflings would need to work together to reel it in. The object landed onto deck with a jangly flash. It was big and round, and it glistened ever so brightly in the sun. I think that's a sunshine reflector that we can use to shine light into our Jiffling bedroom for when we're getting all dressed up. That's a clever idea, Miss Katie. But then Hedge stepped forwards, for he knew just what the object was. So he scrambled up onto the story seat, leaned back, and began to tell his tale.
This is the silver bangle. Once, in a beautiful country called Oman, there was a very busy marketplace called a souk. The souk sold all kinds of things, like frankincense and delicious honey and dates.
Yum.
And there was one stall which was filled with beautiful silver trinkets, including the most precious silver bangle.
Ooh.
Now, the man who owned the stall was called Faisal, and he was very good at his job and always made a big effort. But his son Jamal didn't always do the same. In fact, Jamal was easily distracted, and so instead of helping his dad, he would make up games to play around the souk. Like pretending he was a secret agent on a mission.
Yeah.
Or his favorite game, Bouncy Stall Ball, where he would boing his bounciest ball all around the market.
Boing, boing, boing.
Well, one day, when Jamal and his dad were at their stall, their neighbor Talib popped by.
Hey up, Faisal. Would you mind helping me carry these bags of flour down to my shed, please? They're too heavy for me on me own.
Oh, yes, of course, Talib. Just one moment. So Faisal called over to his son, Jamal. Jamal, I need you to be very responsible and look after my stall for a bit, okay? Oh, and don't forget, very tall Salma is coming today to buy that precious silver bangle. Yeah, sure. Very tall Salma, silver bangle, no problem, replied Jamal, and he stood up straight, feeling very important. Now, although minding a stall is very important, it's not always the most exciting job. So soon, Jamal got bored, and instead of doing his job, he began playing Bouncy Stall Ball.
Boing, 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 boing.
Well, Jamal was enjoying his game so much that he just didn't see very tall Salma striding towards him. And when he threw his ball, it bounced right off her very tall knees, crashing into a shelf, sending the special silver bangle flying right across the souk.
Oh my goodness!
Cried Salma.
What a carry on!
Oh, sorry, Salma. Here, let me just fetch your bangle. Now, where's it gone? But no matter how hard Jamal searched, he just couldn't find the silver bangle anywhere. And so eventually, very tall Salma had to leave without it. Then Jamal wished he'd taken his job a bit more seriously, because although he liked to have fun, he now realized that maybe there was a time for work too.
Oh.
Right, and now the bangle is here, so we need to find a good use for it.
Indeed you do, Albert. It is always best to reuse things if you can. What could a shiny bangle help you with today, Jiffs?
Huh. Maybe we could use this shiny bangle as a hula hoop so we can keep nice and fit every morning.
Like, no, man.
Oh, Hedge, you are silly. But then young Pumpkin stepped forwards, holding an excited Jeffrey the Mouse in his paws.
Well, a
Since the bangle is nice and round, why don't we use it as an exercise wheel for Jeffrey? That way, he won't get bored whilst I help Miss Katie clean out his old boot mouse house.
Yay!
Yeah!
Meep.
Oh, young pumpkin, that really does solve your problem nicely. And Jeffrey seems to think it's a grand idea too.
Meep.
So all the Jifflings helped to raise up the bangle, whilst Miss Katie fixed it into place with her favourite sparkly hammer. And then Jeffrey ran around in his nice new wheel, whilst Miss Katie and Young Pumpkin both cleaned out his old boot house. And they did such a good job that the other Jifflings even gave them an extra star for effort.
Aye.
And then, once all the chores were done and everyone's hot water bottles were nice and warm, all the Jifflings, and indeed Jeffrey too, felt ever so sleepy. And soon, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we will send your child a personalised audio message from the Jifflings.
Oh!
And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings? That's right, like this review from the USA. It says, "Hi, my name is Cora and I am 7 years old. And my little brother Theodore is 4 years old. And we live in Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA. My favourite character is Miss Katie. And Theo's favourite character is Young Pumpkin. My favourite stories are The Pirate's Party Horn and The Octopus's Suitcase. And Theo's favourite story is The Boomerang. P.S. We love your podcast."
Oh, thank you so much, Cora and Theo. What a special review.
Yeah, and we have this review, also from America. It says, "Hi, my name is Charlie, and I am 8 years old. I love to listen to your podcast in the car. Usually, me and my six-year-old brother Jack don't get to listen to podcasts in the car. So, when we can, we listen to you guys. Ha! My favourite GIFs are Friedeline and Albert. And Jack's favourite GIF is the hedge, because he is funny."
Like, totally thank you, Charlie and Jack, man.
Aye. You have left us a brilliant review there, Lake.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. And we'd like to say a big, special hello to Daphne in Redwood City, USA. And to Paxton, also in the USA.
And hello to Betsy Lou in London, UK. And also hello to Betsy's lovely cat, Anton Dubek.
Meow!
Thank you so much for writing to us, and thank you to everyone who got in touch. We really do love to hear from you all. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye!